Can't even get it out.
What kind of girl you like? I know my looks can be deceiving.
Oh.
Tell me, am I your type? My main goal is to please you. What's on the schedule tonight? Am I the reason you'll be treated? I hope you have an appetite. So tell me what you
think.
My love is like,
whoa.
It's like,
whoa.
My goodness, like, my
your love is like,
my
come on.
Is like, whoa.
Oh.
My body's like,
whoa.
And you're kissing it. So what you think of it?
All right. I had to laugh in the middle of that song due to a previous conversation we just had.
Yeah. Y'all lucky that y'all don't get invited to the pre-recording call. Every week before we get on this here podcast and talk to y'all, we try to have a little meeting, understand what, you know, get our thoughts together and everything.
Is it a meeting? Is it?
That's what it's meant to be. We get on that motherfucker and just be kiki. Oh shit, let me call you. Let me hit you right back.
Right.
For the podcast.
It's like a pre-game.
We be pre-game.
And no, she don't never tell me. She never tells me what she gonna sing. I'm always surprised. Like, I never know what's gonna happen. But this week she dropped something on me. I'm gonna tell y'all about it another day. But yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all friend is something else.
But when I chose that song,
I know what you was thinking about.
No, when I chose that song, I did not.
And you kissing it, so it's you feeling it.
When I chose
whoa.
I hate you right now. When I chose that song,
my love is like, whoa.
I did not.
Oh,
that song has bit me in the head. That's why I had to stop when I started swinging it. Like,
oh shit, yep,
oh shit,
whoa.
All right, welcome to another episode of Two Chicks Talking Shit.
Not you doing my job.
I am your girl Fee, and we also have T. She's about to give us the tea, even though I gave her some tea.
That's why we clowning, because she straight dropped it on me. I'm like, all right.
Man, child, I done made it to the group chat. Ain't that something?
Yep, I went straight to the group chat. They must be busy. They better not interrupt, but no, I'm just teasing.
Well, shit. I don't like this new off topic.
Yeah.
I don't like this new do not disturb. I like it when you was able to just say do not disturb. I don't like having to schedule shit.
I do just put my do not disturb on. I don't schedule it.
How do you do that?
We'll do a tutorial later, Auntie. I'm calling our auntie like five times today, y'all. She gonna beat my ass. Okay.
All right. Anyway.
All right.
What's the tea, Heifer?
All right. So Time Magazine has announced who their person of the year is.
Oh.
And apparently it's not Beyonce. That's all I'm gonna say.
Let me see.
And though, Beyonce has been very supportive of Taylor, because it's Taylor Swift, y'all. Beyonce has been very supportive of her. Taylor has been supportive of Beyonce. I understand that there's no bad blood there, but God damn it, one of them turned us into the visuals, and the other one just stood there on an X on the stage. Now, listen, they are not the same. They are different.
Clearly. In so many ways.
They are very different. But this just shows you the differences in America. Okay?
America.
Case in point. This is off topic for a second. I was on one of my coworkers. We was on the team. It was like an internal call. Just a few of us. And somebody was the last person to join the call. And she started talking. And she was on mute. I said, okay, Jen, with the Beyonce challenge. And nobody got my joke. And I was very upset.
No.
And so I was like, y'all got to be kidding me. Y'all don't know. Look around, everybody on mute.
No.
Nobody knew it. I bet you, depressing.
I bet you they knew what old Taylor had to say. Did Taylor have a mute challenge?
Nope. Anywhere. Child. So, along with being Person of the Year, Time Magazine has done did an interview with her. And I think, you know, I will give her credit. You know, she is, I don't want to call her self-made, but she's pretty self-made. Like, she came, like, she really, like, pushed through in her career. You know, she had a rough start when she was really starting to take off, you know, with the whole Kanye thing, talking about how Beyonce should have really won.
The second time she smelled Beyonce.
Kanye was like, I'm sorry, but Beyonce should have won for video.
And I feel the same way right now. I'm sorry, but Beyonce should have been the Person of the Year. But
it's the Gemini in you. But know. I'm not here to talk about Beyonce versus Taylor, even though that could go on for a while. But apparently during this article, interview, whatever, they felt the need to bring up the whole Kardashian West issues that she's going through.
She having an issue?
So, I don't know if you recall this, but, you know, Kanye came out with a song, I Feel Like Taylor Swift,
because
I made that bitch fame. Yep, I made that fame. So he basically asked her if he could put her in a song. The recording of that phone call got leaked. This was years ago. And, you know, it didn't put her in a positive light, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the whole phone call. And so Shorty now is saying that was like it took her down psychologically to a place I've never been before, that she had to like go live in a foreign country and not be here in America.
I don't even remember what she said, the N-word or something.
So he called her a bitch and she didn't agree to that. Apparently she only agreed, you know, to part of the conversation.
Oh,
but they only like played the
he said,
because I made that bitch famous.
Oh. Okay. How long ago did that song come out?
Thank you. Which is why I don't understand these journalists. You have so much material in front of you.
You want to know why?
There's so
because why? She has nothing else interesting to talk about.
Okay. You're right. Okay.
I mean, what?
I mean, you're right. I was trying to think of
something. Can you imagine being a journalist and you trying to find some stuff on her?
Huh. Yep.
Other than exes?
Yep. I'm that little baby on me. Yep.
Like, you'd be like, well, I guess we gotta go back to the Kanye thing then.
Yeah, because that shit was back in 2016.
Yeah.
I feel like they have to find something. Like, I understand you feel like this was like a huge scandal and it was a big deal and all of that, but like, you are way past it, right? Like, you've come out from it. You're a billionaire now. Like, you're good. You got one of the hottest football players on your arm. Like, just ride that out.
That's all she got. She has a good fan base.
She does.
Obviously, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is shake it off. It's just I want to play. I just want to say. Do it every day.
Girl!
Shake it
that's
off.
That's the lyrics.
Ah, shit.
I want to do it every day.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
So I have a few more Taylor Swift songs on my phone. Than
oh, that. I thought you said you had a few more Taylor Swift stories. I'd be like, girl, call me back when we get to the when we get to the girl talk.
No, it's not that. Like, I just have, like, single songs from, like, I got 5 songs. Because I don't even have the whole album. I'm going to send you one. You go like it. You just can't listen to it right now.
Oh, God. Okay.
Good. Okay. And you know, you're going to know it too when you hear it. I promise you.
I'm sure.
Anyway, moving right along. Let's talk about another artist whose career is just whatever. J-Lo. We talked about her last week, and this article tickled me like blue. Like, I was blue in the face laughing low key because Shorty is Miss DeLulu 2023. You hear me? She is delusional. She talked about, I don't have an Oscar, I don't have a Grammy, I don't have an Emmy. I'm like, girl, you're not that good. You would have never gotten any of those awards. And whoever is giving you this icon award over and over and over again, they need to chill. Like,
she is giving great donations to receive that award. How many icons?
This is the 5th icon award. Like, come on.
How many icons can you be? Come on. She is paying for those awards.
And it's not even like,
well, she a fashion icon. She's a music. I know they ain't trying to say she a music icon.
Chill. This is L Magazine.
Chill.
Giving her these awards.
She is paying. She has a great relationship with the editor. Her people are calling the editor. And they are like, hey, that's fine. What we got to do to get her on the list? That's what that is.
I just don't understand why you need 5 icon awards.
You don't. And that's how you know she is not an icon of anything. Because an icon is only going to have 1 award for whatever they're iconic for.
And there you have it, everybody.
Because a player gonna play. And I just wanna say.
Uh-huh.
Do it every day.
I'm looking the lyrics up.
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
I'm gonna say that next week.
Because the player's gonna play.
Yeah, right.
Haters gonna hate. Baby, I'm just gonna shake it off.
Oh, I was close.
Heartbreaker's gonna break.
Oh, now wait a minute.
And the faker's gonna fake. Baby, I'm just gonna shake it off. Shake it off.
Okay. So the song is really lame.
You said it. I'm going to do it every day. You like a kindergartner making up the lyrics. Okay. All right. So listen to this. Joe Biden says that he wouldn't be running for president if Trump wasn't running.
Uncle Joe, you don't have...
He said, we cannot let him win.
We don't need you running. He gonna win.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I was happy for you 4 years ago. We already know that being a president put 10 years on you. Sir, we are not voting for you again.
I really hope people do not I'm not saying that, like,
but we're not saying vote for that other one either. But we
can. The choices are slim,
girl. Listen,
when I say slim, I be like, for real? This is what we got?
Listen, at this point, put Kanye's hat back in the ring. Because what?
He'll be the youngest nigga on the ticket. I'm going because I'm tired of these old Caucasians.
That Nikki Haley, I don't trust her. She look like she likes to go to restaurants to call the manager.
Excuse me.
She look like
something's wrong. She can you like call the manager over to the table, please?
Pool back. I don't like
them. Yes. I'm sorry. I asked for medium well. This is medium. And then you also forgot to put the mashed potatoes on the side, like on another plate. And then can you just refire this for me? Thanks. That'd be great.
Yeah. This soup is not hot enough. Can you have them? Please do not warm this soup. I need them to make me a fresh pot. This isn't warm enough. Mm-mm. What's your wine list again? Oh, I'll just have a vodka and tonic.
Like, like, bitch, why you asking for a wine list? No. I low-key hate people like that. I'm not even going to lie to you. Be at the restaurant. Like, so can you tell me what's in this right here?
Like, oh, come on. Oh, man.
Okay. Can I just have the cheeseburger and fries? That's what you asking for.
Damn. Can't take your ass nowhere. Asking all these dumbass questions just to get some chicken tenders.
Yeah, that's Nikki. And then there's that Vivek dude. He's he just gives me shady car salesman. Mm-mm. And I can't do it.
And there's the other guy from Florida, he dropped out, right?
DeSantis?
He's still in it?
I think he's dropping out. Hold on, let's see what my DeSantis
I feel about. Like DeSantis and Trump are the same people. They just don't like each other.
He's still in it because he was just in a debate yesterday, child.
DeSantis and Trump remind me alike how two people, you be like, y'all be, they don't like each other, but everybody else is like, y'all would be really great friends.
Y'all would be best friends. Y'all really should hang out. I don't like that nigga. He get on my nerves.
Right. That's the vibe.
But why?
That's the vibe that they give me. Like,
yeah, they used to be buddy buddy, but they not so much anymore.
Yeah,
and honestly, he not go in. He's not go in. And then there's Governor Chris Christie, who should just have a seat because he's just out there to talk bad about Trump.
A slice of pizza away.
From a coronary. Like
every time I see him, I just
Elizabeth.
Every time I see him, I'm like, this nigga is headed to the big one. He is about to have it.
He about to be just like Sanford. Elizabeth, I'm on my way. I'm coming to see you, baby.
Yeah. So it's not
picking. Who are we voting for? I am not y'all gonna hate me for this. And y'all could hate me, and I honestly don't care. But like when I really look at everybody who's gonna be president, the most entertaining option is Donald Trump. And I'm sorry. He is entertaining. Like he is like, let me tell you the other story I found about him. Listen, that man is selling Christmas wrapping paper that has his mugshot all over it, and it says it's called the Never Surrender wrapping paper.
I love it. It's like
popcorn during the COVID press conferences. They were hilarious.
A presidential president. We have not had a presidential true political powerhouse president since
it's Obama.
I'm
with you, sis. But if I can't have that, can I at least laugh?
Yeah.
The president, come on.
I do miss the debates with Trump. They were.
His ass was funny as hell, bro.
You are, what was it? You are a nasty woman.
Nasty woman. You are nasty. Like,
Oh no, him and Joe Biden. Then one time Joe Biden said, "Would you shut the hell up?"
He did say, "Would you shut up?" You know he was under that nigga's skin. He was like, "Will you just shut up?"
Yes.
That's just like a daddy that's irritated. Like, will you just shut up, please?
Please.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah. I do not know what we're going to do for a president because we are screwed, America. Okay, just let's just all America, come to that. America has a problem. Literally, we're gonna be walking around. Don't. Okay. You know who else is gonna have a problem pretty soon? Panera. Panera Bread. I love me some good Panera Bread. I love a good soup and a bread bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But they came out with this charged lemonade drink.
They're putting people in the hospital.
It is putting people more than in the hospital. It is having their people pick out their final outfit.
They like, unaliving people with this.
Unaliving people. And also, can we time out right there? I only said it because you said it. But this unaliving thing, this new generation is pissing me off.
What? But
you can't. I go ahead.
Why can't we say the D word anymore?
I don't know. Because you started it. I was going to say it killing people.
Yeah.
And you said unalive.
Yeah, why can't you say,
all right, I'm going to go with my friend.
It's not the D word. It's the, like, why can't you say, like,
I don't know.
And where we get somebody unalive from? I thought it was just like,
come on, tell me. Somebody tell me.
What? See, this is how you know our generations is different. Because we would have been like Panera Bread, charged lemonade is often, folks.
Right. Like, you ain't got to say death or kill all the time. But like, this unalive mess. And I'm sorry that this tangent happened.
What happened to Red?
Oh Jesus! They don't. They probably too dumb to know what that is. Yeah. Anyway.
Well,
but like all of these things that they doing
I thought,
now.
I was just saying it because I thought it was like I was saying it because I thought like if you said, you know, kill. Like I'm still nervous to say it. Like I feel like
you see like, you. How you see how you slid it?
Kill. You know, off. I just thought that like it's. I thought if you said that like the algorithm was going to get you.
Oh, girl, it ain't got nothing to do with the algorithm.
Is this like, a politically correct type shit?
Yes, it's no, that. It's
What the hell? I'm saying
we're going to get back to this Panera story in just a moment, friends, but I need to Google why do
people saying it because they didn't want to get, because you know, Facebook and all that, like they legit like be petty. Like you can't, I think one time I said punch somebody in the face, not literally punch somebody in the face, but just like, you know, and they legit put me in jail for a day.
So honestly, a few credible sources, US News and Medium.com. Basically, it started off as being used to talk about when someone would take their own life.
Okay.
And so instead of saying that word, they would say they unalive themselves. And that's where it actually started.
And that sounds a whole lot more harsh than saying suicide.
Yeah, but they said that it's really a social media thing to not trigger people by saying, instead of saying kill or die and all that stuff, apparently unaliving is a better term to use. You know what I have to say? You niggas is soft. You're soft.
I mean, honestly.
I'm tired. Honestly, I'm tired, bro. I ain't gonna make it.
I like to say unalive because it's kind of funny.
It's unserious.
It's
like,
unserious.
That's what
shit.
It is. It's very
unserious. It's very unserious. So that's why I like to say it. Like, that nigga unalive. Like, But it's
you
very
love him shit. Damn.
Like, but I don't even use it like that. Like, I don't even know when I think I only use it on like I don't know when I would. I don't think I only use it like in social media or like in conversation where I'm not being serious. I would rather use the correct term. Because if that's the case, okay. That's almost like we going backwards. You remember it was a time when it was like teach your children the correct terms, like
correct.
Penis,
vagina. Penis, yeah.
So now we got big grown folks walking around saying they don't love themselves because we don't want to say death, mm-hmm. murder.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am telling y'all, what's that movie where Wesley Snipes was in jail? For Demolition Man. We are living in the times of Demolition Man. We go, it's gonna be just like that. Remember, he was frozen in jail in the 90s. And when he got unfrozen, him and Sylvester Stallone got unfrozen.
I partially remember everything, but I was young.
Everything
I
had changed.
It. I wasn't watching that.
Girl, you never watched Demolition Man?
Listen, sue me.
Girl. Go watch it because, like, every time you curse, you get charged for it. And then there's like no real weapons because it was deemed too dangerous. They closed down all the fast food restaurants because and only Taco Bell survived. What else happened? Oh, they don't have sex anymore. They basically have virtual reality sex,
girl,
like mind sex.
I'm about to watch
because
that.
You can't like swap bodily fluids. Like, It's so outrageous, but I can see where it came from. Like, this is the reason, because everybody's so soft
they
now. What's funny is that movie came out in the 90s. It's actually a good movie. You should watch it. It has Sandra Bullock, Sylvester Stallone, and Wesley Snipes. And it's a very good movie. You will find it on a streaming service.
Okay.
I promise you.
All right.
So put it in your rotation and I'm going to follow up with you.
Yes,
but back to our story.
That was a tangent.
Yeah, because you started it, but it's fine. So listen. So apparently Panera has this drink. It's called Charge Lemonade and it's a caffeinated energy drink. And this energy drink, it supposedly has 390 milligrams of this guarana extract, which is a natural stimulant, and this stimulant is equivalent to like 30 teaspoons of sugar. And so this isn't like the first time someone has passed away.
30 teaspoons of sugar?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so apparently this lemonade has more caffeine than 3 cans of Red Bull.
Listen. Heart is just jumping out of people's chest.
Exactly. So like a 21-year-old suffered cardiac arrest after drinking this beverage in September of 2022. Since then, a Florida family is now suing them because this gentleman, who was 46 years old, he went into cardiac arrest on October 9th. So,
how much energy do you need that you are drinking that?
Mm-hmm. They said the man who passed away, over the course of 2 weeks, he ordered the drink at least 7 times.
How much energy do you need? If you are that tired, if you are that fatigued, that you need to drink all that, you really need to get yourself together. But I can guarantee you they was getting it before they was going to the gym. I can guarantee you they was drinking it before they was going to the gym.
I'm going to tell you my experience with an energy drink that I will never touch again in my life. So Celsius is this new energy drink that they say that you can drink before you go to the gym. It's supposed to be, you know, close to pre-workout or something, whatever. You take it before the gym, after the gym, whatever. Let me tell you this. I drank, I said took, because it feel like you on drugs when you on that shit. I drank a Celsius. I've never done cocaine, coke, no kind of stimulant a day. I never did that a day in my life. But I know what it feel like to be on coke because I drank that drink. I don't know what was wrong with me. It had me gone like to the moon, Alice. Never. I couldn't even drink the whole thing. I was like, I will never in my life. And you could feel it. Like I said, I've never done a stimulant. I've never done coke. But I can imagine that energy drink is very close to being on coke. Because I was like, I could feel this shit. I don't want it no more. So I can imagine drinking no charge from Panera. Y'all started cracking Panera anyway, but now y'all got this lemonade.
Right. Like, I'm going to stick to the bagel.
I'm going to stick to my chicken and wild rice soup in a bread bowl and get it right the fuck on out. And as soon as somebody tell me it's something extra in that bread, I'm good.
Right. I'm going to just stick to the bagel. Stick to what I know. I used to get they had a bagel and they had like this,
Yes.
Like souffle thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a stick. Ooh, nigga, you like that, don't you?
Yes.
I know what she was
talking about. Listen,
T
don't even eat like that. The fact
that. I know. I nibble.
That excited, nigga said, yes.
Yes. I had that bagel with that little cinnamon, whatever it is right there.
Anyway,
I don't know why they took that off the menu, but anywho.
I don't know why they closed it off. Michigan by, what was that? Madison?
Now she mad at locations. Moving right along.
I got mad. I would risk being late for work to go to Panera.
Yes.
And walk back.
That Jonathan Majors has been going to court with Megan Good by his side, bless her heart. In this domestic dispute case. And some of the funniest things are coming out of this case. Shorty said Jonathan Majors demanded compliance and wanted her to act similarly to Coretta Scott King or First Lady Michelle Obama and to make sacrifices for him.
Listen, Megan, girl, I would have been like, after that, I'm like, yeah, it's a wrap. I'm done. We could be friends. Because why did you ask this white woman to be Coretta Scott King?
Like, what is her reference, bro? Like,
and the Michelle Obama. Girl, when I read that, I said, see, that's what your ass get. No. You're going to get Peggy Bundy.
She like, I can't even smell like cocoa butter. I don't.
She like, what the hell? I don't know what you want. I can't put blue magic in my hair.
what do you want from me?
Girl, she like, I don't know what you want. Like,
are you kidding me? All the people you can tell her that you want her to be, you want her to be like Coretta Scott King or Michelle fucking Obama.
And then you want her to be the highest of the high. you want her to be the pinnacle.
Oh, God.
Listen, as black women, we already know, there are just some black women that you just lead them where they at.
I could never be Michelle Obama.
I could never be Michelle Obama. I wouldn't even try to be Coretta Scott.
That's never.
Like, that's
I'm not that I'm, regal. I just
can't. Listen. Coretta Scott King, I'll give her the regal. Michelle, I don't know what you like. Michelle just in her own lane. Like, she's the first black lady. Like, I can't even. not the first black lady.
She's the first black lady. You got it. First black first lady.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, wait a minute.
I got she's, you. But I was riding with you with the first black lady because shit. And that.
Right. That, I mean, it's like, shit, next you're going to ask her to be Oprah. Like, it's look, we just, it's some black women that we have that is it, Felicia Rashad. Like, for me, is that, no. like, listen.
Angela Bassett.
Let's, come on. Like,
nigga, you want her to be black excellence, nigga.
Right, you want her to be black fucking excellence. I would have preferred you said be, I don't know. Because now I feel like if I say any other name, they're going to be like, ah, so what you trying to say? Like,
shit, she couldn't even be Nia Long if she wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Hell no! Like, and people, like, put Nia on a pet. Like, she couldn't be Black China if she, you know what I'm saying? Like, she can't be something
well,
she's
she can't
not.
Be no Black woman. But I mean, if you're going to be like, well, I'm going to need you to model yourself behind somebody, like, you should have started. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
But he fucked that lady head up telling her to try to be Michelle and Coretta. But yeah. Then this is the part that cracked me up. When she said she would try to leave, he would threaten to kill himself and cry. And that just, it just, it's screaming fuck nigga.
Girl.
It's screaming fuck boy. It's screaming. He ain't shit.
It's screaming some bullshit ass man. Let me tell you. He, it is
every nigga that ain't shit that said it at least.
Girl,
I'm gonna kill myself. Okay. I'm sorry. I just realized I'm not supposed to say that right.
Hello.
Yeah.
My bad. I don't know what the fuck just happened. Because it's supposed to be on Do Not Disturb. I stopped coming through. Anyway, shit.
I'm glad you didn't hear what I said.
What you say? Say it again. And you got to edit it in. No,
I can't say it no more.
What you say?
Because I was supposed to say unalive, and I'm still on here talking about kill yourself.
Well, shit, he said it. He ain't say, well,
if you leave me, I'm gonna unalive myself.
He said the thing.
You quote what he said. But let me tell you something. That is some straight fuck nigga bullshit ass. He probably, and the crazy thing is, he probably cut a fool. And then she was like, well, I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving. And that nigga decides to be a victim. I can't take it. I'm gonna leave. Could take myself out.
I don't know what to say. Shit.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Girl, I just you can't at this age, you couldn't threaten me with that. Because one, I'm gonna be like, that's not funny and that's not cute. Don't do that.
At all.
And then two, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna call the police and have your ass and put in a hospital. Because you ain't, what you're not gonna do is that on my watch.
Because
I'm gonna take you seriously. At this day and age, I'm gonna take you seriously. And you're gonna be big mad when you sit up in the hospital getting evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna be in there with you. Nah.
Anywho, more power to him and to Megan.
You sit there and listen to all that foolishness and still say, girl, you's a damn fool.
She's sticking beside him, walking in hand to hand.
You's a damn fool.
Last thing I'll bring up, because I'm not going to go into all the details, is that Mr. Combs continues to be accused of sexual assault. And this latest accuser has retained the same lawyers as Cassie. She has photo evidence of where she was when all of this took place. Her lawsuit also has a trigger warning very similar to Cassie's. And Mr. Combs claims that enough is enough and he ain't do none of this shit. And all I'm going to say is I'm going to wait for the 50 Cent documentary and I'm going to be here with my popcorn because it's going to be good as hell because I can't wait. I can't wait. You know 50 about to kill this documentary.
Listen, I want to know why he's so invested.
He hates Diddy like they definitely have beef. But also, I know he put it on the internet. It could be fake. But I believe he actually asked Diddy, you know, hey, dog, let me hold revolt while you going through all this. You can tell your story. Whoopsie bam. Diddy turned him down. He said, well, fuck it. I'm going to do it anyway. People go talk to 50, and 50 got the pull now to be able to do whatever he want on TV. So I'm going to just wait.
Well,
I'm going to just wait.
All right. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to say nothing.
I'm not talking about the situation anymore.
I'm not saying nothing. I'm like you. I'm going to just wait and see what the end going to be. He knows.
Funny.
And she knows. Yeah,
he know.
What yeah, really
they
happened.
All know. They all know. No, and other people are coming forward. Like, there's like another security guard who said he's gonna do a sit down, and you know he was trying to be quiet, but now he has to talk. Like, all of this is like very like money grab, attention seeking stuff to me. I am just thoroughly entertained by the people that 50 Cent is messing with on the internet. Case in point, Mr. Rick Ross tried to say something, and 50 Cent said, put a Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. You know, that's his rap lyric talking about the R word, because I'm sure we can't say that
either. Right.
So I'm entertained by 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to just sit and wait.
Because he definitely has had tools and fuels to say about this entire situation. He has had a lot to say. He has had input.
Part of me feels like there's an obvious reason, and it may be because, you know, a lot of this might have taken place in New York. Maybe because he knows something. I don't know. But I just feel like this documentary about to be good as hell.
Well, it's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. And, you know, that's all I got to say. We will find out.
Yup. We'll be right back.
Here we go.
We are back, and it's definitely time for Girl Talk.
As promised, we told y'all we was going to go see the movie.
And we seen it!
And when we got back, we was going to talk about it.
And we seen it!
We saw it! Can I just say, it was so nice to see it with y'all. I was like, look at the brunch bunch.
Yes, I love my brunch bunch.
I said, look at us. Like, it was just like us being, it was supposed to be. We had a time. And I'm glad I waited to see it with y'all. Because I was actually going to leave you after. I was like,
I believe it. Let me tell you, it is not easy to schedule with the ladies. Why? Because we all are very, business oriented people.
I don't really have a shit going on. Y'all, I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no man. I ain't got no husband. I ain't got no business.
I got work.
Got friends.
I got work and home. Shut up. I got work and home.
So my guy did a little freak. I was like, these niggas got one more reschedule and I'm out. But
no, so it was crazy because I was out of town the weekend it came out. I think another friend was coming back from Africa. Mm-hmm. We got a friend with a toddler. So like it's like
right.
Yeah, it's tough. And then let me tell you about Miss Madam. Oh, what movie? Renaissance, duh. Right. So we I got mad at Miss Beyonce because I'm looking at the dates, right? Because I don't really want to go in the middle of the week because I work and I don't want to be tired. But this lady basically said, okay, for the first week, y'all can come see me every day and on the weekends. After that,
y'all get the best way you can.
Basically. So we said, you know what? Let's just go get up in this theater house. Let's go. So we went Tuesday night. It was so good.
It was.
It was funny is three of the four of us went to the concert. I am not going to shade my friend, but we already talked about her on this show before. She's not the biggest Beyonce fan like us.
But we love her for being a true
But
girl.
We do love her. She did enjoy herself, and she knew most of the songs, and so we don't give her hell, okay?
And she and was the one who got up and got the dancing. We all was
exactly.
Like, we all said, now, wait a minute.
Exactly.
We all three of my heads was like, we all turned to the right like,
huh? All right. All right. Go ahead, girl.
Okay. But it was a time. Where do you want to start? Speaking of Black women, let's start with what she said at the beginning. When she said that, you know, even though she is who she is, at the end of the day, she'll never forget that she is a Black woman because they will not let her forget. Like, they try her. They really be trying to play in Beyonce's face.
Which is crazy to me because she's been in the game for, like, 20 plus. She has consistently shown us that she can put on a show, she can produce, she can direct, she can design the light, she can do all of it. And y'all don't want to believe that she knows enough when she asks for certain stuff, or y'all go tell her, oh, well, this is all we can do, when she knows that
that's
ain't it.
Like, that actually, I was actually, like, kind of outdone with, like, shock, surprise, like, what the... Y'all really gonna sit up and try to play in this lady's face? And the look that she was giving them was kind of like, so y'all really gonna try to sit here and play in my face?
Yeah. Like the clip, one of my favorite clips is of her talking about when she was asking about the camera, like a camera. Like she wanted a larger fisheye lens. And they're like, he's like, it's a 6mm. It's probably the best we could get. Da, da, da.
And she was like, that's the best. That's the biggest.
I actually Googled and they do exist. Like, why y'all playing about this face?
Like, for real. And she got y'all on camera. You gotta be shame.
But yeah, I did. I appreciated hearing that from her. One of my favorite things about the movie is that she gives homage to the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very special to me because those that know me know I've worked production since I was a teenager. Like, that is something that I truly enjoy doing. I've done it for churches. I've done it for comedy shows. I've done a fair amount of production stuff. It's not my main gig, but I really enjoy doing it when I get the opportunity. And when she talked about the screen, I knew what she was talking about. I've clicked in an LED screen before. I know the hard work that puts in. She's talking about making sure the lights hit a certain way. I've cued the light man. I've been the light man. Like, I've been the sound. I've been in these spots, and I really appreciated that she took the time to, one, think about the crew, two, to give them their props, because without the crew, you're never getting a show. Like, you would not have seen half the shit you saw if it's not for the people behind the scenes telling people where to stand, where to go. You go be here at this time, making sure Blue Ivy at the lift when she's supposed to be at the lift, like the lights being at the right point. Like, it was amazing to see all of that. I want more of that. Give me a whole behind the scenes.
You want all of the crew shots. Give you all the crew.
Yeah, I just want the behind the scenes. Like, I would love that. Like, that was really dope to me.
I appreciate it. Being that, you know, now that I, you know, do the content stuff and edit videos and stuff like that, you already know where I'm going.
Come on now, because we kept looking at each other saying the same thing.
It was the edits and the transitions for me. Like, oh my God, French, chef's kiss. Like, whoever edited that, like, y'all are phenomenal. The way that those outfits were switching up on beat, on sync, on block, like, bop, 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 bop. Like, oh, I live. Because we've been to the concert, so you see all that, but it'd be little stuff like that now that you like. We just kept looking at each other saying, these transitions though,
they were perfect,
they were seamless. Spot on, seamless. Like, y'all, you hoes
part of that.
CapCut could never.
Part of the thing that I learned it after I watched the movie, but I saw little pieces of it in the movie. The attention to detail. So I remember turning to you, I was like, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
So like what she did, Unique, and she has her hands over her head. She's going, UNIQUE, and then says it over and over on her nails, on the inside of her nails. It's spelled out Unique. Mm-hmm. And there's many moments in the movie where you're getting these like
little small trinkets. Yeah.
Yes. What I learned was this hoe, she gets on my motherfucking nerve. This hoe performs the whole show in a stadium or soundstage or somewhere just so that they can get those little details. Like, yes, they got some when she was on tour, but she did a post shot so that you could
for the movie.
Yes, bitch.
Shut up.
I was like, how you? She's annoying.
How
she gets on my last.
How sway? How listen?
Her name is Beyonce Knowles.
Listen, Beyonce Giselle Carter Knowles. Listen,
mm-hmm.
No, Beyonce Giselle knows Carter. Listen, the work ethic, here's my thing. So we've already had this conversation. We both said, like, yes, we were fans. We have been fans of Beyonce. We were the thug half?
The trap half.
Right, the trap half, because we just refused to be in a B half until now. But, like, I can actually say, like, for me, seeing this, being to the concert, really has just, like, solidified for me. It's like, now I'm kind of in a place where I'm like, I get it. I see why y'all go so hard for her, because the work ethic, the creativity, even though, like, I tilted my head and I gave her much respect after the Coachella performance. Like, that for me was like, okay, that's when we started saying we the trap half. I was like, okay, it was when she redid the Lion King, not her playing a voice, but when she did that thing for Disney, and then the soundtrack for that. Like, everything after Coachella has just been like
boom, 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 boom. It's just been on point, to the point where it's like, you can't deny this woman's creativity. Yeah, sometimes it might take you a while to like really get it or catch on, but it's like, and then this Renaissance album, bye, man. Bye.
Exactly.
At first I was like, you can't take my, what is it? You can't break my soul. Is
break
probably,
my soul.
Break my soul is radio sound. Like, on, like, to hearing it in the stadium, hearing it at home, is like, but I fuck with Beyonce. I can't help but to respect her as an artist and her workmanship and her creativity. And I'm trying.
Break My Soul is still my least favorite song on the album.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I can skip it.
I definitely get to there and be like,
but I feel like I feel like it's a transition.
And that's why I listen to it.
Right, out of it, because I think it's,
what is it? It come on after something. What do it come on after? Is that Energy?
I think Energy is after it. Hold on.
It's see, something.
This, how we know, this is how we know we not really Beehive, because they know the whole.
Right.
Yeah, it's after Energy and before Church Girl.
Right. So it's like, you be stuck.
I listen to it for the transition.
For
to
the
Church
transition.
Girl.
Right. You be stuck like, shit.
I just be like, you won't break myself. You won't break myself. I ain't singing it like everything else.
Right. Like, it ain't getting no. But then.
Other parts of the movie I really liked. Obviously, seeing Blue Ivy's growth and the story behind it.
We are
and her and her managing that motherfucking tour. When I tell you, we wouldn't have got half of the old songs if it was not for manager Blue Ivy Carter.
She said, "You cannot not do Diva,
Ma." You Diva? Can't get rid of those
Diva?
Songs.
You gotta get rid of those songs. Not she Diva.
Said, she said, "Calm down. You gotta calm down." And then it cuts to. Boo, 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 boo.
I was like,
"Yeah, because Lil Baby knew what she was talking about."
But no, what I was gonna say is, we're funny because when they was about to do the Blue Ivy part, we all was like, "All right." And then when they cut to her as a baby. We was like, come on, man. Why y'all do that to us? They really thought, they really tried to pull a tear out of us. I was like, I said, see, why they do this?
Nope. I'm a thug. I ain't crying.
I am proud of myself. Cry. I did not cry. I was so, I sure thought I was going to shed a tear because Alicia said I was going to cry. I saw somebody else. I saw somebody on their vlog. They went to go see it. They said they shed a couple of tears. I was like, fuck, I'm going to cry. Because at first, I was like, I'm not going to cry. And then when Alicia was like, yeah, I was like, fuck. But
well, I'm a G, so I don't really cry. So I knew I was going to be good. But I did feel like a little something, like, in the back of my throat.
I was just like, oh, man, she has, like, you know what I was thinking? I said, y'all was sitting up. Talking about this baby hair. Y'all did all that rah-rah about this little baby's hair. This chick got credits behind her name.
Literally.
Songwriter. Executive producer.
Don't the little baby got a Grammy?
Probably so.
No, from Hair Love. For the book. The kids book. Hair Love. She did the voice of like the little girl in the short, and I'm pretty sure Blue has a Grammy for that.
I don't know. All I know is
she got something for Black is King too. Goddamn
right.
Shit.
Yeah, brown skin girl. Let me just say this: put some respect on Blue Ivy's name.
She know what she doing.
She know that girl is already a legend, and she's 11. She said. My friend showed me the comments and I said, I'm going to work hard and I'm going to kill it at the end of that, at that last show. And what did that baby do?
She shit on y'all. That's what she did.
Listen.
She was like, fuck y'all.
And then not only that, but how many 11-year-olds y'all know? will be willing to get up there. She wanted to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that Rumi.
Rumi's entertaining.
Get ready, world. She coming. Because she want to be just like her sister.
Yep. Yep. And here's one thing I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all go shut the fuck up about Lil Sir.
The Sir Mass is on business.
Sir is not here for the shenanigans. He loved his big sister because every damn clip they showed, he was hugging on some blue ivy.
Mm-hmm. Or under his mom.
That little boy loved him too. And what I'm going to tell y'all is, if I see, like, this is how I know I'm getting closer and closer to true Beehive status. Because every time I see somebody want to talk some shit about that little boy on the internet, I low-key I type out the longest message and delete it.
Listen, my whole thing is, I just leave these babies alone. They did not ask for their parents to be who. They did not ask for their parents to be famous. They didn't ask to be here. Leave these kids alone.
I just appreciated seeing her as a mom and hearing her talk about being a mom. That was really touching. And because
mommy.
Yes. And seeing her trumpet player who was pregnant and seeing her publicist who had her daughter working with Beyonce. It was like very good to see that because as it was said in the film, a lot of times women have to put everything on fucking hold for their career. They wait to have kids. And sometimes women push off having kids so long that they miss that opportunity because they were so focused on their career. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to do that. You can't have kids and a career at the same time. And I'm glad she's showcasing that.
So you can have kids and have a fulfilling life at the same time.
For sure. That's for real.
Because I think a lot of times women also kind of put that on the back burner too, where they feel like they can't live for themselves. Like, yeah, I truly appreciated her taking that moment and then showing respect to Tina because she said, I can only be the mother that I am because of the mother that I had.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful thing.
Too cute. I sat up there and like danced and sang like I was not at the concert.
Girl,
like, that was the best part.
Listen,
I don't know how you could have sat there and just like I don't know how you could sit there like you at a regular movie.
Ain't no way.
What's funny is we all got in there and did the typical nigga thing with reclining seats. We all got in there and reclined our seats. Well, I don't know why. We reclined our seats back and got comfortable. I saw us all edge up.
we kept sitting them chairs up like, hold up, on. Up, this my part. Up.
We kept scooting. I'm talking about we gave them seats the business. Do you hear me? We gave them seats all the work because we was getting it in them seats. Singing.
Funniest.
Clapping.
Everything. It was a time. Funniest thing to me is after Energy when she says, look around everybody on you. That theater, and it wasn't like it was loud before.
Right.
But like when she said, look around everybody on mute.
Girl, automatically.
Pin dropping.
I think at this point it's until a trauma response.
Right. And then until we saw Cardi B ass up there and then 2-3 people chuckled. Right. I was dying.
It was like, Cardi. It was Tracy Adams Ross.
Yes.
I think it was somebody like people were stressed. That mute challenge had us stressed the fuck out. Let me tell you.
I'm glad America got it together because she was looking at Europe. I know that all of them dates that she showed was America because the European tour did not understand look around everybody on mute.
Girl. But it not only was that funny, the fact that
you're supposed to say, look around this nearby crew, I got quiet every day. No,
but I was just going to say, What was funny to me was the way we all exploded afterwards. Like, look around everybody else. Look around us, everybody too. Big, 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 like, why?
But it wasn't just me, you, and our two friends. It was the entire theater. Movie theater.
Whoever the two was that was sitting next to you were having a good time over there.
Yes, they definitely was. And recording the damn thing at the same time. I don't know their names, but Shorty had her phone recording for a clean 5 minutes.
Listen, nah, I wasn't doing all that. I still got footage from the concert, but
right, that I watch on the airplane when I don't know what else to watch.
But I was just like, it was a good time. I truly enjoyed it. It was a good time. A really good time. And then the awkward, now I almost got a lump in my throat when they were talking about Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny.
My God.
That was the other part that was very touching. It was good to hear how someone basically saved his life, and how him and Tina like would make their own outfits, and how they used to make outfits for the girls. It just seemed like Uncle Johnny was a beam of light in that Knowles household.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely left an impact on them, and we was ready.
Absolutely. And I also like the portion where she talked about all of the icon, the ballroom icons.
Oh yeah, I really liked, and the dances. Liked that. Uh-huh. Like the one girl, she said she found on TikTok.
She said, this is my first job. Right. Like, I posted a video.
I'm dancing. And it went viral. Yeah.
Beyonce, and she liked it. She's like, she danced till her wig fell off and she kept going and she still had the same passion. And this is how I know that Auntie got a motherfucking Instagram that she be posting and liking shit on under another name. Because how she be seeing all the viral shit and know who to bring on stage that's viral. She knows something. She needs to tell us, like, her burner name. What's your Finsta be?
Right. But, yeah, that and I like that. I like the ballroom. I just like, you know what I really like? I say I like the fact that she, like, it could be so easy for her to just have these big auditions and get the best of the best. But I like that she get gritty. Some of these people don't have, they're not like classically trained dancers. They just pure talent and skill and heart. And I like that. Mm-hmm. And I like that it's an environment where it feel like family, like you don't be hearing no shit. She got us working all these crazy. Like they are happy and excited and appreciative to be in those positions to dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. I love it all.
It was such a well put together film that gave homage to probably one of the greatest tours ever, as well as giving you that documentary at the same time into, you know, her thought process behind it. The funniest shit was that bitch. She recorded Heated laying down in the bed.
Right.
Did you see that?
Right.
Tip, tip, tip on hardwood floors.
Laid up. Here it is. We sitting up, fighting for our life, trying to get them words together. And she is laying in the bed, just tip, tip, tip on hardwood floors. My girl. Just, I hate her.
She gets on my motherfucking nerves.
Girl, no. What we're not going to do is not talk about the knee. Now, let me tell you something.
Oh, that pissed me off, too.
Because my knee, my check engine light be on my knees all the damn time. This motherfucker doing whole shows, creating a show, doing dances, all the whole thing with this bad knee. doing physical therapy on it.
2 weeks before the tour opened. And I remember her being in Dubai with them little dumbass heels on. Everybody like, why is she standing there like that? And why is she moving for
right? Whole time. And she didn't have a whole ass knee surgery. She getting,
and she got PTs and everything on tour with her to make sure. Child, ain't no way.
Right. Getting bronchitis from the pyro.
The smoke machines. Child.
Y'all do not understand. Listen, like I said, I have a whole new respect for her. We already knew that Beyonce, like, she gonna give you 100%, 110%. She work hard and she be serious about her shit. But this, this was a whole different level because she doing it, not only is she doing it after having a surgery, she doing it as a wife, a mother, a business owner, a mogul. Like, she, all these hats on, and she doing it, and she's still giving 110%. It makes you just feel like, well, I have no excuse. There's no excuse. I was entertained and inspired at the same time.
Yeah, all I'm gonna just say is, if you lazy, just be lazy. Because if you really wanted to do it, you would do it. Because Beyonce has proven that.
If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere.
Okay, remix.
You gotta wake up and pay attention. I don't know. I just felt that in my spirit.
but yeah, for sure, like, truly an inspiration. It was an amazing film. I know many people that didn't get a chance to go to the tour that went to the movie really are enjoying it. I've actually heard that from a couple people that I know. They were like, man, that was dope. And so I feel grateful that I was able to, you know, see it in Houston, her hometown. So Meg Thee Stallion and Blue, and, you know, we won the mute challenge because, you know, she did it a second time and we was like, yes, we muting. I just had to throw that out there.
Yeah.
But it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I can honestly say, like, this definitely is like a, it's like a bucket list type thing because, like, you know, this was my first time seeing her in concert. So, like I said, it's a lot, it's solidified.
That's how I know I'm BM. I'm like, oh.
Right. Fuck you too. But.
Too many.
I know, nigga. But I just
need to start.
Right. While we was fronting, like, when we first started this podcast, we was fronting like we wasn't really fans like that. Well, technically I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I could still stand down. I was a fan, but I wasn't a hat. I wasn't a believer.
Right. I was a fan of her music, but, like, I classify the Beehive as those people that know every video. They know what she wore. Like, yeah, Leisha know everything.
She was singing songs at the concert. Like, it was a few songs that Beyonce sang at the concert during her Beyonce portion. That people was like sitting down on, like, yeah. And Alicia was up giving her full vocal.
But I know a lot of her song, like, I know her song, like, the music. No, I know, like, the music, but it's people that know, like, music that hasn't been released to the public that was, like, SoundCloud shit or, you know, underground. Like, I don't know that stuff. It's like people that'll say, oh, that's from her tour, yada yada yada, this shit. I don't know that shit. I can't tell you that. What I can sing the Beyonce albums front to back like that. I can do that, but that's just because I love the music. But Beehive to me is like two steps in, where they know fucking everything. Right. Like everything. Like Alicia was in London. Nah, I'm just playing.
Right. Like, yeah,
they, but they go in.
Yeah, I'm definitely not that Beehive. I'm like, I'm on the entry level Beehive.
Yeah, I'm intermediate because, you know, I know the little riffs and runs, like, you know, that whole That I practiced. I practiced that. Mm-mm. I was gonna get it right. Mm-mm. You saw me and Toy.
Right.
Set up. We was like, we practiced for this.
Yeah, I was like.
Let me stop. Because I need my voice for tomorrow.
I can hum it.
Come on.
That's why I like that. I can't even hum it. But yeah, it was the fact that we was doing dance moves. Like, it was a time. I definitely don't think I could, because I asked somebody else would they go with me, and they told me no. And I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did.
I knew who not to ask, because that nigga would have just been sitting, he would have told me to shut the fuck up multiple times in the show. Girl, is we here to watch the movie or you?
Listen, that's why I'm glad I waited and I went with y'all, because... Even though I was told, like, I would just say, hey, do your thing. But this, it still wouldn't have been the same, because now I look like a damn fool. Because I'm over here doing, I'm doing moves and shit. I'm over here with Blue Ivy and shit, and my feet kicking the can on. You just looking at me like.
Exactly, because that's why I didn't go to the Chicago show, like. Chicago show, like, everybody had figured out who they was going with. Like, Toy went with her whole family. You went with your sister. Like, and it was my birthday weekend. So, like, I wasn't even planning nothing that weekend. Because I know, like, the D gonna take care of it.
Right.
And then he was like, well, if you want to go to the concert, you know, I'll get you a ticket. You think I want to go? I don't want to go by myself.
Right.
Like, that ain't fun.
Nah, Like, I was close to going to the show by myself, but at the same time, I was like, it's not going to be the same. Like, you need, like, that's something that you definitely need your people with you, and you need the right people.
Yes.
If you, listen, if you have not gone, let me just say this, and we can move on. If you are, if you have not gone to see the movie yet, and you are planning to go, do not go by yourself. Unless it wasn't people in there by themselves, but I just feel like you're gonna have a better experience if you go with the right
people. With your people.
Yeah, go with your people.
So, all right. I know what song I'm gonna play at the end of the episode.
You got a song?
Get the fuck up out my
listen. Cause that right there.
Who the when I grow up, feet? I'm gonna buy me up.
Make love.
She know what she doing.
Listen.
Well, I'm ready for act two.
Last thing. I am too. Yes. I am ready. Last thing. I did not realize. Mm-hmm. That Beyonce was as big of a freak as she is.
Girl, the faces that she be making during some of them songs, I was like, girl.
The faces, the little, what song was that? And she did her little head. I said, you nasty motherfucker.
I said, okay, B.
Okay.
Okay.
She is.
I don't know if this was before or after Becky with the good hair, but you go ahead and keep them.
Listen, girl. Listen. But no, I was listening to, I found this playlist and it's got like songs that Missy produced. And what's her song? Signs? Capricorn Aquarius. I've seen Adam's. Listen to that. I was like, she was definitely talking about Jackie. She kept talking about some. She fell in love with a Sagittarius. So I'm like, okay, girl. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, girl.
He blew my mind.
Listen. All right, anyway. All right, yeah. She a freak.
Yes.
She's a freak.
Go check it out if you haven't already. Sorry if we spoiled it for you, but we don't care.
No, at all.
Since you got some shit.
I do. So these two women went out. To a bar in Houston, was it Dallas? They went to a bar in Dallas called Harlow, and mm-hmm. ended up getting hospitalized because the bartender drugged them. They said that when they got to the restaurant, they the person at the front told them, like, you know, we kind of busy, but we can get you in. I get you at the bar. Just take care of the bartender. They said they thought nothing mm-hmm. of it. Got to the bar. The bartender was giving them drinks, giving them mm-hmm. shots, taking shots with them. And they was like, not too long after they started drinking, they was like, they don't feel right. And they started feeling sick. And like they was felt like they was getting drunk really fast. So they ended up having to have their friends come pick them up. And they like, they sitting out like they drunk, like just messed up, out on the curb, getting rained on, everything. And their friends came and got them or whatever like that. One of the girls said she checked her phone and the security guard was like, I'll get you an Uber to my place and we can figure mm-hmm. out, because I think she had lost her keys. So the security guard, some kind of way, messed with her phone and was like, well, I'll get you an Uber to my house and we can figure it out from there. And, mm-hmm. and you know, she was like, when she saw that, you know, just flags and alarms started to go off. And so they end up going to the hospital to get checked, and it come to find out they had, now I can't pronounce it, I don't know if I'm saying it because it's in the article, and I guess whatever the date rate drug is mm-hmm. or whatever that drug is, let me say it right, and they was like they did not have any drugs in their system. Amphetamine. 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 Okay. Jesus. Amphetamine. They had it in their system. So they definitely had drugged them. And they have been trying to contact the restaurant and let their management know what happened, because it was definitely the staff that did it. They have not gotten a response yet. Like, y'all are giving people date rape drugs, and you can't trust the bartender. Mm-mm. So now you know.
That was an episode from my SVU watching ass. That was an episode of SVU where the bartenders were like in on it. Like they were the ones drugging the part,
right? Because they was like, they said like the bartender was like giving them like all these shots, and they were taking shots too. And when they tried to pay, he wouldn't take their money. Like the bartender is drugging people now. You can't trust the bartender.
See. This is why I be in my motherfucking house.
Listen, stay the fuck in my house. I will be exactly. in my house.
Yeah, that's all I got. All right. Well, this has been fun. Going to call your friend and what they do until the next episode. Hey. Come on, do your wants.
Drink water. Mind your business and don't pick better friends.
You are my business. You my friend. Bye. Bye.